Hey, welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, the podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Ariel Nissenblatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. You can learn more and subscribe at earbuds.audio. Feedback with Earbuds brings you podcast recommendations, insights from our curators, tips on creating audio content, and community updates. There are so many podcasts to listen to these days. How do you choose? We're here to break it down for you. This episode is brought to us by Podcast Review. Founded in 2018, Podcast Review is an online magazine publishing in-depth podcast reviews, interviews with prominent radio makers, and best podcast lists. Read about the 9 best psychology podcasts, the 7 best drag queen podcasts, and more. You can sign up for their newsletter at podcastreview.org. Greetings. Welcome to the show. This is Feedback with Earbuds, the place for all things podcasts and recommendations. Let's review last week's podcast recommendations. Our theme was sex, death, and spirituality. Our curator was Demi Wild of the podcast Hookup Horror Stories. The episodes that Demi recommended dive into how sex, death, and spirituality are all connected. We featured episodes from Naughtylicious, Talk Tantra to Me, Dying for Sex, Sex, Drugs, and Jesus, and Demi's show, Hookup Horror Stories. Thank you again to Demi for curating that list. This week, our theme is our bodies. Our curator is Allison Berenger, host of the podcast Bodies from KCRW. You'll hear from Allison in just a moment about why she picked this theme and the episodes that she selected. After that, you'll learn about our spotlight pick, Black People Love Paramore. It's a podcast about the underrepresented interests in the Black community. After the spotlight pick, we will share a fiction podcast pairing from our friends at Realm Media. Then I'll share some podcast industry news and extras before we close out the show and send you off to listen to some podcasts. Now here's Allison Berenger to tell you about this week's theme, Our Bodies.
Hey everyone, my name is Allison Berenger. I do story editing, reporting, and producing, and my main project is making a podcast called Bodies, which is supported by KCRW, and we are actually in the midst of publishing our 4th season right now. Bodies is all about exploring the mysteries of our bodies and looking at the way that health intersects with so many aspects of our lives. So for each episode, we'll focus on one health condition or medical mystery and tell that story through a portrait of one person or a small handful of people. Whenever I listen to other podcasts and there's some cool health or body-related angle, I can't help but think like, oh, this has some really good bodies vibes, or like, this could have been such a cool crossover episode. So yeah, these are all episodes that I've listened to in the past year or so and just really stuck with me. They made me think about my own body. They made me imagine what it would be like to be in the bodies of other people. And just, you know, as all good stories do, really drew me in with some great characters and made me think hard. So this first episode is from a show called Articles of Interest, which kind of tells interesting stories and histories behind different articles of clothing. And this one is all about the point shoe, like point ballerinas use this shoe. And really, like, the episode is about how the point shoe is almost like an extension of the dancer's body. And so the episode is all about the history of that and how dancers kind of get to manipulate and create a shoe that fits them. The next episode I chose is from a show I really love called Here Be Monsters, and it's all about human composting. And so the host, Jeff Empman, visits one of these new facilities, and it's kind of like a tour of the composting facility, but in his very like Jeff way, he kind of uses that to ask questions about death and fear and why we treat the deceased bodies of our loved ones the way that we do. The next one is from a podcast called Embodied. I feel like Embodied and Bodies, the podcast, are very like kindred spirits. And so this episode that I chose from Embodied, that it's about the decision to be child-free. So we hear from 3 different people who have decided to be child-free, and they kind of talk about like how they arrived at their decision And it was so interesting to hear how caregiving was like so much a part of their decision not to have kids. Because I think sometimes we think of, oh, if someone doesn't want to have kids, it's because they don't want to spend time caring for other people. And I think hearing from these people kind of like turned that assumption on its head. And then at the end of the episode, the host, Anita Rao, has a conversation with a parenting decision coach. And this coach walks Anita through the decision-making process, which I found so interesting. And I had never thought about some of these ways to think about having a kid or not. The next one is from one of my favorite podcasts. This is Uncomfortable. And it tells human stories about money. So kind of like the way that money turns up in our own personal lives. And this is an episode about a man who was kind of like bullied throughout his whole childhood for the way his body was. And I don't want to give away I don't want to spoil kind of the best part of the episode, but basically he like has this thing that he's always wanted to do, but it would really mean like putting his body out there and kind of like exposing himself. And so it's about reaching that point where he's doing that. And then the final episode I'm sharing is a episode that we actually just published for Bodies. So the whole episode is children speaking. It's the first time we've done this. Over the past couple decades, puberty has been starting earlier and earlier. And, you know, there's a lot of really interesting like science and research asking the question, like, why is this happening? Which we touch on in the episode, but really the bulk of the episode is just to like ask kids who are going through puberty early, like, what is it like? And the kids are both so wise and act so mature in certain moments, and then are also just like total goofballs and total kids in the next moment, which I think is just like so emblematic of puberty. So yeah, these are my five picks. I hope that in listening to these episodes, you have the experience of both seeing yourself in one of these episodes and feeling seen and recognized. And you also have the experience of imagining yourself in an experience completely unlike your own. All right, hope you enjoy.
Thank you, Allison, for curating this week's list of podcast recommendations on our bodies and for sending in that voice clip. Allison's picks will be listed in the show notes of this episode, and they'll be on our website, earbuds.audio, under the podcast recommendations tab. Next up, it's time for our spotlight podcast pick. It's our bonus recommendation located at the bottom of our newsletter. This week, we're spotlighting Black People Love Paramore. Here's a bit about the show. It's a humorous podcast about the seemingly random, underrepresented interests of different niches of Black people. Episode topics include Paramore, anime, astrology, Tony Hawk, and Uno. Sequoia Holmes, the host, hopes that this podcast helps Black people feel seen, spelled S-C-E-N-E. A joke doesn't really come across on a podcast, but hope you get it. New episodes come out every other Thursday. You can find and listen to Black People Love Paramore wherever you get your podcasts. This week's podcast recommendations about our bodies pairs well with the Realm Fiction podcast, Blood and Syrup, a vampire masquerade podcast, which you can find wherever you get your podcasts and by going to realm.fm. And to close out the show, here's some podcast news for the podcast enthusiasts among us. First, Podcast the Newsletter recommends checking out Blind Plea, Lemonada's new true crime story about a woman who shot and killed her abusive husband. 40 years later, her own grandson would be shot by his girlfriend, Devin Gray, while he was trying to kill her. It's Devin Gray who's the subject of Blind Plea. Next, reward your podcast team by submitting your podcast to the second annual Signal Awards. This year's new categories include gaming and actual play, activism, public service and social impact, arts, culture and lifestyle, pop culture, paranormal and horror, best emerging podcast, best indie podcast, and best trailer. They've also expanded the honors this year across sports, scripted fiction, best writing, best host, and best co-hosting team. We'll link to the submission form to the Signal Awards in the show notes of this episode. And last, there is a bunch of extra podcast content up on the Earbuds blog. You can hear from Francesca of Pod Bible and the founder of Tremula Network. She shared podcast recommendations for great branded podcasts. And also Jamie Albright of Tenderfoot TV shared some podcast recommendations that shine a light on the stories of the missing and murdered. We will link to both of those blog posts in the show notes of this episode. And that's it. That's the end of the show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to a podcast about podcast recommendations. Before you head off to listen to some more podcasts, and if you do find a podcast that you love, I'd love to hear about it. Happy, happy listening. Feedback with Earbuds is written and produced by me, Arielle Nissenblatt, with help from Devin DeComo, our podcast and newsletter coordinator. It's mixed and produced by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. That's robotslap.com. This newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonski. This show is listened to by you, dear listener. Yes, even you get a shout out in the credits. Bye.